Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Minds on Mental Health podcast. My name's Andy Dean. I'm a licensed clinical social worker. And today I'm once again speaking with Dr. Jody Cashton, who is the Senior Director of Clinical Development and Performance Improvement at Penn Medicine Princeton House Behavioral Health. On today's episode, Jody and I discuss why it's so important for parents of tweens to practice good self-care and some ways in which they can do that. So I hope you enjoy the episode and find it helpful. So all this change that we talked about before, in terms of what's happening with the kid, that's really difficult for the kid or the tween themselves, right? Because it's just a lot of different changes happening all at the same time and pretty intensely. So I think, you know, we talked a little bit about why, you know, we should have some empathy for that, because it's just hard for a kid to be going through all those things at the same time. And I guess I'm wondering, like, for parents, what is the experience like of having a tween, but also what are some things that parents can do to help themselves get through this age of kind of upheaval and, you know, turmoil, for lack of a better word, and just intense change? Because I know, and even just speaking for myself, like, my kids are, one of my daughter is like right on the edge of hitting this age. Not quite there yet, but she's close. And even I can feel like, okay, there are definitely some of these changes happening or starting to happen, and it's hard as a parent. So I guess, yeah, what can parents kind of do to help themselves?
Another great question. And I would say my thoughts about that are what they can do for themselves, they can also do for their kids, and that's self-care. So they, again, they're such powerful role models. It's so important to make sure parents are doing things to care for themselves and give themselves healthy encouragement to sleep well, eat well, find time to exercise. All those things are so good as calming and relaxing, potentially relaxing tools. And self-care for people can take a variety of forms. Some people do it through sports, or they explore their hobbies. Sometimes people do mindfulness or meditative practices. And all those things that they do for themselves, doesn't have to be the same things, but they want to encourage in their kids too. So tweens, it's so important for them to have good sleep hygiene. Same thing for parents and caregivers. Eating well, I think we just continue to learn how powerful what we eat affects our health and our perspectives. And so, and it's very easy for tweens especially to fall into habits of eating things that aren't so healthy. Just parents doing it for themselves, having healthy foods around the house that they like and that their kids like, and encouraging healthy eating and exercise, just moving in whatever form or sport that you like, making sure you get some time to use your body, because using your body through exercise is such an effective way to recalibrate and reduce stress levels. It's really a great thing. And same thing for your tween. If your tween wasn't somebody in their younger years that was interested in sports, finding some type of physical activity, could be bike riding, walking, swimming. There's lots of ways that kids can be active and really positively impact their mental health.
Just in listening to you talk about this, Jody, I thought there was one thing there that I kind of wanted to point out, because basically it sounds like what you're talking about is just like self-care, finding things you can do to help take care of yourself. But then I think one thing that you were kind of highlighting that was specific to tweens is maybe like inviting your tween to do those things with you, or to allow them to see that this is how you take care of yourself. Again, to kind of like model that, you know, it's important to take care of ourselves for these kids. Would you say that that's kind of a piece here, is like inviting them to do this with you?
Yeah, I think that's such a good thing to highlight, Andy, because...
Well, that was you. That was you that said it. I'm just pointing it out.
Well, even though for ourselves, we may have a idea that we're doing this to relax, it may not be so obvious for our kids that that's what we're doing. So I think making that connection with them and sort of labeling and saying, I do this to relax. I think it's really helpful. You can do this with me, or you could do something else, because it's such an important thing to build into your day, things that just help you decompress, and talk with them about that and help them, support them finding things in their day that they have time for, that they can, or make time for them, help them carve out time so that they can do those things. And really enjoy the ability to get a good night's sleep,
yeah,
and to eat good food, all those things. And then maybe this is a good time to also point out that even with all these things, there are times in everyone's lives, and tweens are no exception, where things come up and they become overwhelming. So even with all these good efforts, sometimes we can see that our kids or ourselves are struggling and we're not really getting through it well. So I would say for parents, trust your gut about that, about your child, and also your own thoughts about yourself. And if you're feeling that either your tween or yourself is struggling, it's a really important thing to get help and get support when you need it. And there's lots of ways to do that. And it doesn't have to be a long-term thing. And hopefully, don't think of it as stigmatizing, but just it's asking for support at a time when you could really make good use of it for your tween or for yourself. Some resources, I'll just mention a few, are pediatricians, school counselors for tweens, the pediatricians can recommend outpatient therapists for short-term help to help tweens work on things. And if the problems are even more significant than that, there are even more intensive treatments like the type that we offer here at Princeton House.
Sure. I guess one thing I was thinking when you were talking about like self-care, I'm wondering what you think about this, but again, I picked up on two little things you said, and then I'm kind of expounding on that. Would part of that be maybe like doing an activity that they're interested in for your exercise in terms of your self-care? Like, you know, if they are into basketball, going and playing basketball with them and then having that be your exercise or self-care for the day. Could that...
I think it's a great idea. And so, you know, it's one of the things that I think is really helpful to be sensitive to for tweens is they may very well be just getting used to establishing healthy routines for themselves. This might be still pretty new for them. And so sometimes helping them get used to having a routine, not to say that you might always play basketball with them, but just getting them used to doing it, having that extra support of going with them and doing it with them might be just the thing to get them used to doing something that's going to be very healthy for them in the long run, that they may sustain themselves without you, but just helping them through that threshold, as we all know, just starting a new routine, like first starting in the gym or changing food habits, that initial effort to start a new routine is sometimes the toughest part.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And there was, I think there was something else you said before, which I think had this little kernel of truth in it. And I'm wondering if maybe this is kind of what you were saying, which is that, I'm wondering if at this age there could be a tendency for parents to think, like, because of what their kid is saying, that they don't really care or they're not really watching what their parent is doing. And I thought what you were saying was basically like, your child is going to be watching how you take care of yourself at this age, even if they're telling you that they're not, or they're uninterested, or whatever. So really making a point to model healthy habits for them, even if it seems like they're not really paying attention, or they're telling you that they don't really care.
Yeah, totally true. That's how I would respond to that. Mm-hmm. I think that I don't want to say regardless of what they say, but they are paying attention.
Yeah, I think there's a, just as parent, and this is just something I've noticed as a parent, like it's easy to sort of get a defeatist attitude and think like, you know, based on what they're telling me, they don't really care, or they're not really watching. But then I think one of the, like I said before about some of the trainings I've been to as a therapist, one of the blessings to that as a parent have been like, I know that they are, even if that's not necessarily what they're telling me. So when I get into that space of thinking like, this may not really matter, I can kind of reel myself back in and say like, no, I know for a fact that it does. But, you know, not everyone has had all the training or does this for a living, so they don't necessarily have that well to draw from when it gets discouraging, because sometimes it's hard to not get to that place.
Oh yeah, and it's, in a way, it's good practice to start early, because I think what you're describing now only typically gets worse as
of course.
You get older. Mm-hmm. You know, then they're like, I don't care what you say.
Yeah. Which is, I'm sure, a lot of fun to deal with in the moment, but but I can tell, not necessarily as a parent yet, but as a therapist, I can say that that's not true. That they do care what you say, and they are watching what you do, even if they're trying to convince you that that's not the case. But yeah, it can be hard as a parent not to get into that sort of defeatist attitude or feeling discouraged, you know?
Yes, so true. And I think if people who might be listening to us chatting about this have any doubt about that part, they can think of their own experience and just how powerful their own childhood environment was on who they became and what they learned.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up. All right, Jody, thank you so much for coming on to talk to me. I really enjoyed that conversation, and I hope we can do it again.
Thanks, Andy. It was delightful talking with you. Thanks for inviting me.